asking for a particular person, and they just keep trying to push me to another person. This was the second day in a row I called this office because I'm trying to talk to an insurance person about work-related matters. And I'm sitting there, and I'm calling, and I say, hey, can I have Bob? And they're like, well, Bob's not here. Can it's something I can help you with? No, I want to talk to Bob. That's who I was referred to talk to. Bob's not here. Can, you know, I'm sure I can help you with something. No, thanks. I called today, second day in a row. I called. Somebody else picks up the phone. Hey, is Bob available? No, he's not. Okay. Is there something I can help you with or something I can have somebody? No. No. I want to talk to Bob. I was referred to talk to Bob specifically. Why do you guys keep pushing this on me to talk to somebody else? She goes, well, we're just trying to get you some help. I might be, yeah, but I'm calling the person's name out. There's a reason. No, I want to talk to Bob. If I wanted to talk to just anybody, I would say, sure. But I didn't say yesterday, and I didn't say today. People don't have any common sense. It's like me, you know, I have awareness. I don't know why I'm going fucking random here, but it's like, you know, I went last night to a Mean Girls show they had here in the area. I went to Naples, and great setup, great show. My daughter loved it. It was funny because we went on a Thursday night, right? I mean, my kid is a straight F student, and I'm still spoiling her. I'm still doing these things to her to enjoy her childhood, right? And I went ahead and took her to the show. She's the only kid there. I think everyone was old. Everyone was dressed up really nicely, you know. We had a great time. There was like a 2.5-hour show. Went to see Mean Girls. She loved it. And, you know, I'm not a theater person. I never grew up watching all this shit. But I just do it for her, you know. And I make the best of it. And I enjoyed it. I had a good time. I mean, it's not my thing. It's kind of like, you know, that's the thing. I'm going into crazy rants here. It's like, I don't understand parents. Like, yeah, you don't like soccer. But don't you love seeing your kid running around doing soccer? Don't you love seeing your kid doing something they love to do or be in the world they love? Like, isn't that fucking cool? Like, for me, that's fucking cool. I don't fucking care about any of these shows. You think I want to spend money and go spend my evening doing that shit? No. You know, but no, but I didn't have any parent that cared about my video game passion or my sports passion to be there to support me. So I fucking learned, right? And, you know, but anyway, I was at the show And, you know, I'm a big motherfucker, and these chairs are not made for people my size. So the ladies were behind me, and I felt bad. You know, like, I'm a big guy. I know I take up space. I always feel bad. You know, like, I'm the kind of guy, like, when you come into the airplane and you see me walking in, you're like, oh, my God, please, God, don't let him sit next to me. I'm that guy because I'm just big. So same thing was with the theater show. You know, I sat down. And after the intermission, the ladies moved to the side because I heard them say, oh, this guy, the guy, the big guy, I can't see you in front of the big guy. I'm like, I know. I feel bad. I'm like, shit, I paid money for these tickets. I got to enjoy them. Sorry. And, you know, that's where people tell me, like, don't you, like people say, wow, it's awesome being tall and big. And I'm like, dude, like, you have no fucking idea. You probably want to be like that for a weekend, but every day you don't. Because most of the shit's not made for you, right? But anyway, I don't know, random fucking thoughts there. But I wanted to talk about something that really bothered me that I saw last night on my way to the show. And actually on the way back, it was an article. It was so heartbreaking. It was about a woman, 46 years old, I want to say. And she went out and went on a date. I don't know how the date happened, but she was my age. Had a son, went out to a ballpark game with a date. And it's sad because to hear the stories of her remains being discovered and the story, if you go reading into it, you realize what happened. There was this guy, he was on fentanyl, did drugs. And I don't know if he had an episode after seeing her or not, but after that ball game, she never came home. He went ahead and strangled her, burned her car. And obviously with technology today, pinging cell phones and obviously her taking a selfie, and letting people know that she was on a date with a stranger or with a guy she met probably online, you know, they were able to get to the bottom of it very quickly. And it's so heartbreaking for me to know that in 2023, men are still acting this way. Like that men get into this controlling rage or anger and they have to instill this fear into women. No means no. Like, if look, I, for all the shit that I talk about, the double standards that women have, I don't overstep that. Okay? If a girl says no, like, I'm a crazy fuck and I want to do certain crazy shit. If she says no, that's it. No, I'm not doing it. If she doesn't want to go somewhere, no. You don't want, okay, whatever you feel like doing, whatever makes you comfortable, because I want to for you to feel respected. I want you to understand that I'm not here to anything other than to get to know you and to have a good time and to hopefully enjoy some mutual gratification of happiness. But when you have the person that is going on dates and killing people, I don't care if you're on fentanyl or not. I don't care what drugs you're on. You ought to know you have problems. You know, that's why I love this new rule in Florida that just came out. It was about any child molesters are now available to get the death penalty. Fuck yeah. Because all it takes is to make an example out of somebody. All it takes is to make an example out of a few people to let you know, hey, you want to fuck around with kids? We're going to give you the death penalty. That's the way it's going to work. And that's the way it should be, because guess what? The parents, I tell you this, I don't care if this place in the court of law, and no disrespect to judges or attorneys, but if someone hurts my daughter in a way like that, raping her without her knowing, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I'm going to try to inflict the same pain, if not more, on them directly or indirectly. I don't know. That's how I feel, because it's like you don't want to do that to women. You don't want to hurt women. If so, in this case, when this woman, God bless her heart and rest in peace, she went ahead and took a selfie, let the family know she was on a date with this guy. She did everything she could to keep herself safe, and it still didn't work. And that's the shit that guys like me have to deal with out there, because women are paranoid of a serial killer running rampant and them being the next victim, because men fucking lie. You know, that's the world I'm living in. I'm living in a world of women having to be full-time detectives and verify who I am and even question when I'm being authentic, because they don't believe anything I say, which because of the men that are constantly doing that shit. I get it. And it bothers me that these men like this that don't have any self-control to hurt somebody else. Look, I don't have any self-control when it comes to variety. Okay? I've already let that be known. I'm like, I view sex like food. Meaning that if I was to give you every nutritional value needed, but it was the same thing every day, you'd probably get tired of it. You probably would bake it. You probably will fry it. But if it's every day, at some point, you're going to be like, God, I need a cheat. I need a burger. I need an ice cream. I need something different. I can't have chicken and I can't have it every day. Yeah, I got stir fried chicken. I got baked chicken. I got rotisserie chicken. I got fried chicken. I got whatever. But sometimes you need a burger. That's how I am with intimacy. So I understand that. You know, I understand the need for variety, but I just think you got to have self-control, especially when it comes to hurting other people that are going into it with good intentions. That woman was going out there wanting to be loved, wanting to be appreciated, wanted to feel a connection, to live life, because she found somebody that was attractive and the guy found her mutually attractive. So I don't get you men out there. I never will. I'll never understand men that are into hurting women. I'll never understand that. like hurting women physically. Like, what do you have to gain from that? That's what I always say to women when I have the conversations. It's like, I'm being upfront with you. I'm being direct. What do I have to gain from this? Like, I'm shooting myself in the foot 2 times. What am I doing? Because I'm not hiding anything, right? But in these men that pretend to be this perfect picture and ideal and they play along, it's like they fuck it up, man. And they really hurt me, man. They really dishearten me because I have a daughter and I want her to feel the freedom and carelessness and the purity that she expresses now. I don't want a guy to come in and rape her. I don't want a guy to sexually assault her or force her against her will, because that changes that dynamic of the person permanently. You know, that fear, it changes them permanently. And I feel that for us men, we have to be better. If you have drug issues that cause you to act a certain way, you need to go seek help, man. You need to, and I'm saying, I think this guy did go seek help, but you shouldn't be dating at all. You shouldn't be. You know, you shouldn't be dating at all. If you know you're not, if you have any thoughts of killing women, of hurting women that you're dating that haven't done anything evil to you, I could understand. Look, I could understand the thought running through you if the woman divorced you, went ahead and ran off with your best friend, and then took your business, took your house, took and alimony, right? He did all that and took off with your best friend, and they were doing that all behind your back while you guys were together, while you guys were sacrificing. I understand. I wouldn't do it. Like Chris Rock would say, I wouldn't do it, but I understand. You know, I understand if guys flip a wig on that level, like where their whole world is crumbling down. Like, I understand women that give so much to a guy and they find out they're two-timing them. Like Shakira fucking going ape shit. I get it, because she wasn't expecting that. She sacrificed so much of her career, so much of her ability to make money. I don't understand Giselle. Like, Giselle is the one I don't understand. That's who you met in the beginning. This guy was a nut about football. And I know you had kids and you think you should change, but this guy doesn't have much left in him. Let him finish it out. All right? I didn't understand that one. But going back to this sad and tragic story that happened in the state of Washington about a woman going out there, meeting somebody and not knowing their background, not knowing who they truly were. And God damn, I hate to see that shit, that he had a lapsing moment of wanting to kill somebody for no goddamn reason and went ahead and did it. And that's why I think that cases like this, when people like this prey on the innocent, you gotta kill them off, man. You gotta kill all these people off. You know, like you have to set an example. You wanna hurt kids, you wanna fucking hurt, you know, people that have no chance, then you fucking you deserve the worst penalty as quickly as possible. My ass will have go meet evil on you.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy? I ain't through with you by damn sight. I'ma get medieval on your ass.
You know, that's it. Just do some crazy fucking Pulp Fiction shit, you know? I don't know, man. It's crazy times out there, man. Softly. Now I'm in the class, singing off key. Spreading that thing like Bobby.